This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Tonight, the state of South Dakota is scheduled to carry out its first execution in 60 years. Elijah Page is scheduled to die by lethal injection. He waived his appeals and asked to be put to death for his role in the torture and killing of a 19-year-old man 7 years ago. As South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Gary Ellenbolt reports, the planned execution has ignited a fierce debate in the state.
Elijah Page confessed to taking part in a crime described by some here as the most depraved in the state's history. In March of 2000, Page and two others led 19-year-old Chester Pogue to a canyon near Spearfish, South Dakota, and tortured him for hours before killing him. Later tonight in Sioux Falls, Page is scheduled to die by lethal injection. In downtown Rapid City, a number of women are raising placards to protest. It's one of several formal protests going on across South Dakota. Karen Foss is dressed comfortably in a t-shirt and jeans on this warm morning. She thinks taking Page's life is just wrong.
The death penalty is statistically proven to not be a deterrent. All the states that do not have the death penalty do not have a higher rate of murder. As a matter of fact, they have a lower rate of murder than the states that have the death penalty.
Statistics from the Death Penalty Information Center seem to bear that out. They show that between 1990 and 2005, states without the death penalty appear to have had lower murder rates than those with that option, though factors other than capital punishment can come into play. Clear across South Dakota, in the small college town of Vermilion, State Senator Ben Nesselhoff agrees with Foss's stance. This year, he co-sponsored a bill that would have ended capital punishment in the state and commuted the sentences of the state's four death row inmates to life in prison.
Anyone who says that that's soft, look to the fact that Elijah Page is asking to die rather than spend the rest of his life in prison. I think that's a strong statement as to how soft life is in prison.
But South Dakota's Attorney General Larry Long, who has tried a number of death penalty cases, disagrees with capital punishment opponents.
I believe that there are certain murders which are so gruesome and so cruel that they qualify for the death penalty. In those rare cases, the jury ought to have the opportunity to impose the death penalty.
15 executions have taken place in South Dakota or Dakota Territory. The first death sentence was handed down in 1877 to Jack McCall, noted killer of Wild Bill Hickok in Deadwood. Carol Jennings has been researching the death penalty for South Dakota's State Historical Society. She says between McCall's hanging and the last execution in 1947, there was little opposition.
I think they just went ahead and executed him, and usually everybody was for it because of the crime that they committed.
But in the days leading up to Page's execution, debate seems to be everywhere, from cafes to the airwaves to blogs. The state's two major daily newspapers carry special sections on the case and fill their extra pages with reader comments. As the state prepares to execute its first inmate in 60 years, capital punishment supporters and opponents are gathering to protest at the penitentiary in Sioux Falls, knowing they have but a short time left to express their views. For NPR News, I'm Gary Ellenbolt in Vermilion, South Dakota.